Chapter 3. Admiral Dönitz and His Grey Wolves.
The only thing to really frighten me was the U-boat war.
Winston Churchill. Sonny gazed up at the small deck on top of the Aradia's wheelhouse and wondered at the machine guns mounted there. One on the starboard side and the other on the port side. His parents had told him they were for defense against German submarines. But being ever curious, he later found the captain and questioned him about the weapons.
"Well, young Downs, the ones mounted at the top of the ship are machine guns, and the ones mounted on the bow and stern are a bit more powerful. Those are 23 caliber 3-inch cannons."
Sonny wanted to fire one. But knowing that was out of the question, he thanked the captain and ran off to tell Lucille what he had learned. Captain Irwin Colburn, originally from Somerville, Massachusetts, was personable and approachable. Red-haired and fair-skinned. The captain usually had a pipe in his mouth and always dressed in a crisp white uniform and captain's hat. Sonny liked the man. Whenever their paths crossed on the ship, the captain had a kind word, and the boy usually had a question. The crew was comprised of Americans and a few Filipino sailors, who invariably wore their dark blue pea coats around the clock, even when Sonny was quite comfortable in his bare feet and shorts. Taking a cue from their captain, the crew was friendly and took the time to answer Sonny and Lucille's many questions. The one group of men who Sonny and Lucille didn't know very well was the six Navy armed guards, who rotated shifts manning the guns or scanning the horizon with binoculars. Sonny spent a considerable amount of time watching the men in uniform, hoping to see them at least fire the machine gun in a practice round. He knew his dad wanted to fight the Germans and Japanese too, but the 8-year-old quickly came to the conclusion that the Navy men had the most boring job on Earth. All they did was stare out to sea, occasionally switching positions with one another to break the monotony. After Aradia made a brief stop in Puerto Barrios, Guatemala, the Downs family settled into a routine as the ship plowed northwestward at a steady 12 knots.